I felt a little gush of pleasure at comforting my son this way. The situation triggered one of those nostalgic pangs that parents are subject to. A dim memory of Jake as a 3 or 4 year old boy when we had a bedtime routine. I would ask, "Who loves Jacob?" And he would answer, "Daddy does." It was the last thing we said to each other before he went to sleep each night. But Jake never needed reassuring. It never occurred to him that daddies might disappear. Not his daddy, at any rate. It was me that needed our little call and response. When I was a kid, my father was not around. I barely knew him. So I resolved that my own children would never feel that way. They would never know what it is to be fatherless. How strange that in just a few years Jake would leave me. He would go off to college, and my time as an everyday active duty father would be over. I would see him less and less. Eventually, our relationship would wither to a few visits a year on holidays and summer weekends. I could not quite imagine it. What was I, if not Jacob's father? Then another thought, unavoidable in the circumstances. No doubt Dan Rifkin meant to keep his son from harm, too, no less than I did. And no doubt he was as unprepared as I was to say goodbye to his son. But Ben Rifkin lay in a refrigerated drawer in the ME's office while my son lay in his warm bed with nothing but luck to separate the one from the other. I am ashamed to admit that I thought, thank God. Thank God it was his kid that got taken, not mine. I did not think I could survive the loss. I knelt beside the bed and circled my arms around Jacob and laid my head on his. I remembered again. When he was a little kid, the moment he woke up every morning, Jake used to pad sleepily across the hall to our bed to snuggle. Now, under my arms, he was impossibly big and bony and coltish. Handsome, with dark curly hair and a ruddy complexion. He was 14. Certainly he would never allow me to hold him this way if he was awake. In the last few years, he had become a little surly and reclusive and a pain in the ass. At times it was like having a stranger living in the house. A vaguely hostile stranger. Typical adolescent behavior, Lori said. He was trying out different personas, getting ready to leave childhood behind for good. I was surprised when my touch actually settled Jacob down, stopped whatever bad dream he had been having. He drew in a single deep breath and rolled over. His breathing relaxed into a comfortable stride, and he settled into a deep sleep, deeper than I was capable of. At 51 years old, I seemed to have forgotten how to sleep. I woke up several times a night and rarely got more than 4 or 5 hours of sleep. It pleased me to think I had soothed him, but who knows? Maybe he did not even know I was there.